Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Happy Thursday. Welcome to another day to make today the best day of your life. I pray that you are well and in perfect health and spirit and counting every blessing moment by moment. Today is Thursday and we will be transferring and living the scripture through prayer. So it will be the combination. The scripture is the prayer. So I will be reading from 2 Corinthians chapter 4, a few verses from chapter 4. Father God, we come to you and we thank you, Lord God, for waking us up today, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for breathing in us new life. We thank you for healing. We thank you for favor, mercy, forgiveness, grace. We thank you, Lord God, for all these things that you have blessed us with, Lord God, and we don't take them for granted. Therefore, since we do hold and engage in this ministry by the mercy of God, granting us favor, benefits, opportunities, and especially salvation, we do not get discouraged, spiritless, and despondent with fear, or become faint with weariness and exhaustion. We have renounced disgraceful ways, secret thoughts, feelings, desires, and underhandedness, the methods and the arts that men hide through shame. We refuse to deal craftily, to practice trickery and cunning, or to adulterate or handle dishonestly the word of God. But we state the truth openly, clearly, and candidly. And so we commend ourselves in the sight and presence of God, to every man's conscience, assured that he who raised us, who raised up the Lord Jesus, will raise us up also with Jesus and bring us along with you, Lord, into your presence. For all these things are taking place for your sake, so that the more grace, divine favor, and spiritual blessings extends to more and more people and multiplies through the many, the more thanksgiving may increase and rebound to the glory of God. Therefore, God, we do not become discouraged, utterly spiritless, exhausted, and wearied out through fear. Though our outer man is progressively decaying and wasting away, our inner self is being progressively renewed day after day. For our light, momentary affliction, the slight distress of the passing hour is even more and more abundantly preparing and producing and achieving for us an everlasting weight of glory beyond our measure, excessively surpassing all comparison and all calculation, a vast and transcendent glory and blessedness never to cease. Since we consider and look not to the things that are seen, but to the things that are unseen, for the things that are visible are temporal, brief, and fleeting. But the things that are invisible are deathless and everlasting. It's what you've given us. It's our faith. And we stand on our faith today. And we declare our faith blessed, gloried, and just surely coming from you, Lord God, that all things that we can't see, things that we believe, things that we feel, things that you've given us, will come to pass, because your word says so, and it is so, in Jesus' name, amen. That was from 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 1 and 2, and 14 through 18. I pray that you will have an amazing day, that you will live these letters, and let it be more than just words on the page, but let them apply to your life, and be known through you, so when others see you, they see God, and know that you are a believer and a follower of Jesus. Have an amazing day. God bless you. Be blessed. Be great. Be loved. Be all that you can be today in Christ, on purpose, with purpose. I love you. Have a good day. Bye.